Today, EOL Travel welcomes you to New York City. Approaching over the bay, we see the Statue of Liberty, the defining symbol and first sight of America for so many millions of immigrants over the years. New York City is the home of the skyscraper or high-rise. The city's tallest are the World Trade Center Twin Towers. However, the most famous is still the Empire State Building. It's incredible to think it was constructed as long ago as 1929. St. Patrick's Cathedral was built in the 19th century, when huge numbers of Irish immigrants were pouring into New York. Jewish immigrants from Russia and Eastern Europe have also been immensely influential in New York's cultural life. Today, New York is one of the world's leading centers for the arts. For painting and sculpture, it's perhaps the leading center. It attracts artists and performers from all over the world. When you've performed in New York City, you know you've really arrived. And then you can treat yourself to a hot dog, which originated in New York along with so many symbols of the American way of life. The yellow cab is another example. A more leisurely and old-fashioned form of transportation is still available in Central Park. It's all very relaxing, unlike most other New York activities. New York, of course, is about business and finance above all. It's the United States' number one financial center and one of the world's big three. More shares are traded on New York Stock Exchange than on any other exchange in the world. And for people all around the world, Wall Street symbolizes wealth, power, and success. Another world-famous symbol of New York is the extensive subway system. Once notoriously dirty and dangerously crime-infested, it has become much safer and cleaner in recent years. We'll leave the subway at Times Square Station, with its huge advertising billboards by day and its neon signs by night. New York is also the capital of the nation's advertising industry. Sure, New Yorkers work hard, but they also play hard, and at night the New York custom is to go out, often to the theater. If you're lucky, maybe to Broadway, the most famous street name in the world of show business. And if a Broadway musical isn't your idea of entertainment, you're bound to find something else you like, whether it's a movie or music or theater or dance. And you can go out looking at any time of the day or night. This is the city that never sleeps. New Yorkers love Christmas, even though many of them weren't brought up as Christians and exchange generous presents and hospitality at this time of the year. Winters are freezing cold in New York, just as the summers tend to be baking hot. Temperatures of 0 Fahrenheit, that's minus 20 centigrade, are not uncommon in January and February. Still, most New Yorkers are happy to put up with such inconveniences. It's a price worth paying to live in what is probably the world's most dynamic and exciting city.